Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing okay.
Yeah, you look great.
Well, thank you.
You're all well fed?
Well fed, yes. We are well fed.
Yes, I was pleasantly treated to breakfast at the Easy Mac Podcast Studios.
That's right. We do the Jabbercast at the Easy Mac Podcast Studio over eggs and pancakes.
Hash browns and toast. No, we didn't have that.
No hash browns and toast.
No. Didn't need it.
No.
So everything's going good here?
Everything's okay, yeah. I can't complain, really. I will, if you want.
Yeah, I know.
It's always something to complain about, I think.
Sure.
Is there anybody that doesn't have anything to complain about at all? Couldn't be.
No, I guess not.
Even people that are like really well off probably have as much or more that they complain about than...
Because it's all about perspective, obviously.
Yeah.
We all have something to complain about. I mean, if you start comparing what people are complaining about, well, then you say that guy's a big wuss and he's a crybaby and this person over here, well, geez, let me get you some food. Like, you haven't eaten in 12 days or whatever, you know? Like, someone's starving to death, literally. That's what they're complaining about. But this guy over here, his stock isn't doing good.
Right. It brings to mind that maybe we should do a perspective show. Wouldn't that be something?
Perspective show. Sure.
Perspective show. Yeah. Show on various perspectives and putting things in perspective and how to be in perspective. And some people should use anti-perspective. Well, that's perspirant.
Anti-perspirant. Deodorant.
So what's happening? You're in the big city today, pre-recording.
We're pre-recording the Jabbercast because
Lippo's
you're going golfing.
No,
Big JD's going golfing.
No, I have a seminar, screenwriting seminar that I had to book like way in advance and pay for and everything.
And it's in the States?
No, it's here. It's online. It's a webinar.
Oh, a webinar.
2 hours. Yeah.
And how much is something like that?
I think it was $20, $25 US. It's cheap.
And really. So someone's just talking to you, video.
Yeah, pretty much.
And yep. You're going to rent a computer to you do that?
No, I've got a power book and a powerhouse. Oh, no, I use the Mini,
obviously. The Mini, of course.
Yeah. Power book is just pretty much useless, obsolete.
I can't believe you can't play YouTube videos on there.
No, they run crappy.
Oh, my
God. They'll stutter.
Wow.
Yeah. Why is that? It would play them when I got it. Videos that were online. Why doesn't it play them now?
Well, the video is much better now.
Yeah, that's one thing. And the software is probably more demanding now. And
it's more demanding, yes. That's why I was asking about the HTML5. But there's still got to be a codec in there somewhere, which is the HTML5 uses the H.264.
Yeah, maybe it's the H.264 that I can't play very well or something. Just because it's too good.
That's just wacky.
It's too good for the PowerBook.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I was going to say it's the HTML5 stuff. You may be able to play that on the PowerBook. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'll have to give it a whirl at some point. But anything that we play on from YouTube or anything will be from your MacBook.
Literally a powerhouse.
Literally a powerhouse. I'll have one of those one day when I grow up.
When I grow up, I want to be a Toys R Us kid.
I worked at Toys R Us. You knew that, eh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not long, though.
Maybe a year.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was months.
No. No, I had to work there long enough to collect unemployment. And then I went back out on the road.
Oh, I see. So you were a rocker dude, though?
Oh, yeah.
Long hair guy.
Hair in a ponytail, though.
Hair in a ponytail, yeah.
Wearing a striped white and orange smock.
So you must have loved it, though.
It was pretty cool.
Because you're still a kid right now.
I have some good pictures from there.
Do you?
In the back and all that stuff. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and I also have pictures of one of the girls there and I went and met Oopsie the Clown. At the Roundhouse Center. He came to the Roundhouse Center, the original Oopsie the Clown from Channel 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
That must have been a long
time
ago.
Have pictures with him.
He must have been just right at the end of his career at that point.
Yeah, probably, because it wasn't long after that that I think Oopsie was finished and then he died.
He was finished and he died.
Yeah. Well, once you're done, you die. Isn't that how it works?
He had a song, didn't he? Oopsie the Clown song?
I don't think so.
At the beginning of the show, no?
Oh, maybe at the beginning of his shows, we'd have to look up the show actually itself, but... And we have all the resources to do that and probably won't, which would be cool.
You think there's some Oopsie on
Oh, there's Oopsie
YouTube?
On YouTube, for sure.
Yeah.
Of course. Oopsie's huge, man. Huge.
Oopsie's huge.
Oopsie's huge. Flower pot hat. That was his hat, a flower pot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With a daisy sticking out.
For sure. You know, you see Krusty the Clown on The Simpsons,
mm-hmm.
and you see other clowns that, you know, you see them off. Out of character or whatever. It makes me kind of wonder what Oopsie was like, because I only have one perspective of, there we go with the perspective again, of Oopsie the Clown. It's, it was when I was a little kid.
Right.
And I want to say I went to one of the shows, but I don't have a really...
Now you might be thinking of Bozo you might have went to.
Oopsie was in Detroit, wasn't he?
Oopsie was Canada and Detroit, but so was Bozo though. But Oopsie was, all, everything was green.
Right.
Bozo's the one that you would actually go and be in the crowd, and he had the treasure chest and everything.
That's what it was.
The big red hair sticking out.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't wear a hat, and he had a blue suit, I think, with like some balls on the front of it.
I remember going to the States to see the show. Would they have taped it? I thought Bozo was on Channel 9.
Bozo was on Channel 9, and I'm not sure if you went. Yeah, you probably went. To, would go to the Channel 9 studio, but I think there was Detroit Bozo too.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. I don't think people went to watch the Oopsie show. I don't think.
I thought he had a studio audience. Not nothing.
Maybe he did, but I don't really know that.
I was a young kid, and I have no recollection.
I would assume, but like I know lots of kids went to Bozo,
right?
But I never heard of anybody going to Oopsie. I didn't think it was filmed in front of a studio audience at all.
Okay,
but anyway.
I was just wondering if he's like, was he a cigar or cigarette smoking whiskey?
No, I think he was just a pretty intelligent.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
we're talking about Oopsie
television here. Broadcast type guy. Yeah, Oopsie. Yeah, yeah. He was, 25 years, in Canada and U.S. and had some other show, too, as well. I did a little presentation partially on him when I was shopping my clown show as some research and reference.
Right.
And I can't recall now, but it was pretty interesting. 12 years doing something, broadcasting out of Canada and around the same amount of time in the U.S., Detroit.
Huh.
Yeah, a little bit. My presentation was on that. Bozo and Milky.
Milky the Clown.
Familiar with Milky the Clown at all? He was on the side
Sounds
of all
familiar.
The milk cartons, and he was a big clown back in the, I'm going to say 50s or something like that. 50s
okay.
and 60s maybe.
Before
Detroit.
My time.
Yep.
And they, all three of those were white face clowns. Right? Oopsie had
yeah,
one.
Yeah, they were all white face.
Yeah. Obviously, Milky would be white faced.
Yeah, for sure.
Unless he was chocolate milk.
Got Milky? Any other news we need to know about?
News? We haven't gotten into the news
yet.
I
mean, our personal news. Anything else going on specific? No, I was excited when you told me that Kim Goin was going to garage sales. I love garage sales.
Well, yard Kim's sales. Garage sales right now, yeah.
That's awesome.
She goes with Jen, the luggage lady that you would refer to her as.
Does she still do anything with, she doesn't have a store anymore or anything, eh? She doesn't buy suitcases anymore or anything?
Yeah.
She does?
She doesn't have a store, though. She has a garage, literally, a full.
When I saw it, it was packed full of stuff.
Yeah, and she just still fills that up.
Wow.
She fills it so full that her husband had to buy a garage from a house that was getting torn down. The garage was still perfectly fine. He had it towed to his house.
So and he's got two garages now?
One on one side of the house and one on the other side of the house. So
that's incredible.
Has his garage, which he fixes his car and his boats in there. And
that's why he doesn't mind.
And then
get you one, dear, in your own garage.
Get your own garage.
Because normally, if he wasn't into cars or doing anything in the garage, probably he'd be like, what? You're not bringing anything else home.
He still says that.
Does he? Yeah. Well, you'd have to. It's to keep it under control, at least.
She doesn't. She's out of control.
Wow. I'll have to give you some measurements. I'm looking for a big suitcase that'll house my big pedalboard because I'm going to need to carry it around in something at some point.
Sure. Give me the measurements.
Somebody will have to carry it around. It'll never be carried around.
The funny thing about Jen is when Kim comes back from the deal, like last time Kim drove.
Right.
But they pull into a driveway,
mm-hmm.
and before Kim has the thing in park.
She's out of the car.
Jen's out of the car so she can get ahead of Kim. Oh, yeah. So in case she finds something that Kim would probably scoop up, she gets it first.
Wow.
And Kim has a deal with her foot and her back, whatever. So she can't, you know, she can't move around like Jen can. Jen's like, and they get back in the van and Kim's like, aw, aw, look at what you got. You got, oh, look at that. I didn't see it. Jen scooped it all first.
So what is she? Does she resale a lot of stuff or does she just keep everything?
No, she's a resaler.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
So does she have any kind of inventory of things she has or no? Or do people just go look through her garage?
Yep. People just go look through her garage.
I want to see what you got.
Yep.
Or I'm looking for this. Does she know what she has? Yeah, I'm looking for such and such. Oh, I might have one. I don't know. Come and look for it.
Oh, no. It won't be I might have one. I have one, but I'm not sure it's exactly what you want kind of thing. She knows what she has.
Yeah.
Okay. Amazingly.
Wow.
Yeah. It is a wow thing. Like, that's just totally out there.
It's pretty cool.
So, that's what they're doing this morning. Yard sailing. Which, oops. I was going to say, there was a yard sale just over here, and I was tempted to stop. Because we're playing at Lefty's next weekend, and we don't want to use any lights. We want to use lamps on stage.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
There was a nice lamp there, but breakfast was waiting for me here. So maybe, hopefully, that's still cooking out there.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
And here we are in the Easy Mac Podcast Studio newsroom.
Yes, we are.
How does that happen?
How does it happen? You didn't want to drive to Woodsley.
Didn't know we had a newsroom.
Oh, the newsroom actually exists, right? Yeah. I'm just looking at Google News page. Taylor Hall is one of the 10 top news items.
What is?
On Google News.
Who is?
Taylor Hall.
Oh.
Do you know who Taylor Hall is?
Of course.
No, seriously.
Who doesn't know who Taylor Hall is?
Do you know who Taylor
Hall is? No, who's Taylor Hall?
Taylor Hall is, he's probably
sports guy?
The one or number two NHL draft pick.
Okay.
And he goes to St. Anne's with Jonas.
Wow.
Yeah. He's an amazing, talented kid.
Hmm.
Played for the Windsor Spitfires, who they ended up winning the All-Canada thing. What's it called? Memorial Cup.
Yeah, of course.
I know you don't know anything about any of that, but I just thought it was interesting. Taylor Hall, look at it. This is the Google News page, and he's one of the top 10 things.
That's
here.
Pretty cool, though, yeah.
Right up there with Michael Jackson.
Pretty amazing for such a young kid.
Yeah, he's really talented.
Up there with who? What? What's
Michael
up?
Jackson, whose anniversary was yesterday.
Right.
Anniversary of his death, that is. Honey Smacks.
What?
That must be the recall.
What's Honey Smacks?
Cereal, isn't it?
The Diggum Smacks. Oh, they have a new name now, maybe? Honey Smacks. Diggum Smacks was the frog. Diggum Smacks.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right.
I don't know.
Honey Smacks. Kellogg's recalls Apple Jacks, Corn Pops, Fruit Loops, and Honey Smacks.
Yeah, that's a new name that they'd given that cereal at some point.
Sugar Smacks is what it used to be called, wasn't it? What'd you cooks call it?
Diggum Smacks.
Diggum Smacks.
Yeah. Sugar Smacks? No. Sugar Bear.
Which was for what cereal?
Oh, that was... well, that wasn't that Sugar Smacks? And then Diggum Smacks?
Now you're saying there's Sugar Smacks.
Yeah, that might have been. That might have been Sugar Smacks. What was that? That the bear was... that was...
It's got to be Honey. It's got to be Honey Bear. Smacks. That's got.
What was his name? Honey Bear, did I say? Or Sugar Bear? Honey Bear. I'm getting Sugar mixed up
Bear
now
is
with...
Sugar Bear is Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, baby, what's up?
Hey!
So there's a story in itself. Kellogg's, which has a big plant over here in Michigan.
Battle Creek.
They recalled Apple Jacks, Corn Pops, Fruit Loops, and Honey Smacks. Supposedly, the wax they put on the bag that the cereal is in, it wasn't dried or something. So the stuff may taste a little waxy and it's not a good scene. He says it's nothing that's going to hurt you. You know, you might have the shits after. Oops, might have the poops after. And that's it. So if you have any of those four of those cereals, bring them back to the grocery store and they'll give you a new box.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's a very minor story, but there you go. What is up with Taylor Hall? I want to click on his name now that he's just sitting there. Oilers. Oh, Edmonton Oilers draft Taylor Hall at number one draft pick.
Wow.
Wow. Go from high school, grade 12, and next thing you know,
multimillionaire.
Wow. That's amazing.
That is amazing.
And how does that happen? He's going to play for Edmonton. So I'm not sure who else they're going to be picking up, but they're going to have a pretty decent team next year. Tropical storm is in the Gulf of Mexico, turning into a hurricane possibly. And the thing with a big weather system like a hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico is it might do something to that oil that's sitting on the water, and it'll, I'm sure, bring it to places where it would have not normally gone with the current. So I'm kind of curious what the name of this storm is called. It's not telling me. This disaster, thousands of feet deep in the Gulf of Mexico, may be exasperated.
Can I have the toys?
Huh? Please hold. Could wait time 5 hours.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Obviously, something started playing on a web page I was on.
Oh, I love auto rolls.
I hate that.
Crap. Tropical Storm Alex. That's what it is. So, just more pain for the people in the Gulf.
Pain for the people. I like that. That's a new song for me. Pain for the people. Sounds okay. Like a blues song, doesn't it? Pain for the people.
Are you aware of what's going on in Huntsville?
Outside of the studio? No.
Oh, wow.
Huntsville, Alabama.
No,
what's going on?
Huntsville, Ontario.
Oh, okay.
You know where Huntsville's at?
Yeah. It's right next to Ville.
It's near Algonquin Park. Algonquin. It's near anything.
Near anything.
Huh?
Huh?
The leaders of the biggest countries in the world, the G8.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Bilderbergs.
I'm sure most of these guys. Yeah, we probably will. Mm-hmm. They're up in Huntsville. It's the G8. Are you familiar with the G8, Jeff? Big JD.
I'm familiar with the new G4, but not the... I don't know.
G4.
The G8 what?
The G8 countries. There's these countries that are in the G8 club.
Okay.
And they're up in Huntsville. They're there for a summit. Obama's right there, and the British Prime Minister's there.
Oh, so what? The U.S. is a G8?
The U.S. is one of the G8, and so is Canada, which I'm not even sure how that works, but the Russian guy is there, the Japanese guy is there. So they're all there, and they're going to talk about stuff like the world economy, and they're going to talk about climate change and all that other stuff.
Right.
The big story, though, is how much do you think and here's the deal. So the G8 guys are going to be in Huntsville for the next 2 days, and then they're going down to Toronto, where the G20, which is a larger group of countries, get together, and they're going to have their summit about all those same topics, but on a different scale. How much do you think security for that whole escapade of stuff is? Pick a number.
I'm going to say...
it's your money.
A lot of money.
Snoozing on that.
A lot of money. Yeah, but they're going to take it no matter what. I got nothing to do with it.
But if they didn't show up, that's one...
They can have it all. They may as well just take it because I have no control.
$1 billion.
Wow.
$1 billion to be spent on security for these guys to come to our country. Brutal. It just blows my mind that we spend that much money just because these guys are coming. And the thing is...
But we can't say no.
We can't say no. And you know what the effect of these guys going to Toronto is? They have like barricades over the whole center of the town.
Universe.
So nobody can go there unless you work in the center of these, wherever they're going to be. You have to have like passes to get in there, and you could have special security clearance to walk around. And so no one's going there. Like, so basically you're hurting Toronto in the middle of summer, prime tourist season. No one's going there because the G20's there. You can't get around, can't do anything. I want to go to the Science Center. Oh, too bad. You can't go there right now because the G20's here. Oh, I want to go visit the Parliament buildings. No, you just got to stay away from there. Can't do that. I want to go to Eaton Center. Oh, no, sorry, can't go there.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, we just
and
decided.
I have to pay for security.
And I got to pay for these guys to be here. Oh, it just drives me insane, this country that we live in.
It's all a big joke.
Yep, we're laughing. Not. Do you have any news over there while I...
Apple iPhone 4 flies off the shelf on first day of sales.
What were you going to say at first?
I don't know. There isn't anything on my page there.
Oh.
It was cut off. Hundreds of thousands of customers lined up Thursday at Apple stores hoping to nab the elusive, new iPhone 4. By the end of the day, Apple's latest iPhone was all but sold out across the U.S., including Chicago, San Francisco, Indianapolis, Los Angeles, Portland, Oregon, Miami, and Charlotte.
And Detroit. Oh, that's
doesn't say that.
Didn't say that.
What's with the Walmart spokesman? Do they carry it at Walmart?
Walmart, yeah. iPhone at Walmart and Best Buy and Radio Shack.
Incredible.
And AT&T stores.
All the Walmart ones are refurbished, though.
The brand new refurbished iPhone 4s. These are the ones.
Your brand new refurbished iPhone.
These are the ones that hit the floor at the factory in China, and we picked them up, and we're going to sell these at Walmart. They sweep them into a bin, and then they. Why don't you plug that into the board?
I can't. I'm out of cables.
Oh, it's just a cable
issue.
You
have my last cable. Yeah, I don't think there's... I could probably find something. I got an idea as you tell another piece of news.
Yes, absolutely. Well, there's a lot of, for some reason, tech news this week. There's the whole Apple iPhone 4 deal. And we're going to talk probably a little bit more about that during the tech segment of the show. I know that you have some tech news dealing with the iPhone, but also this week, the Motorola Droid X smartphone also came out, totally got overlooked because of the iPhone. But it's not to be discounted.
You don't say.
Yeah, I know. But it's not to be discounted. The Android operating system actually is a pretty decent operating system that's gaining a lot of ground. And so that's the Motorola Droid X phone. But the I saw a funny video.
Whatever.
I saw a funny video on... you got to play that in a second.
That was an accident.
In San Diego, JD.
Yeah.
In a mall somewhere, mm-hmm. There's a Microsoft store opening on the same day that iPhones are going on sale, June 24th. So the guy has his camera focused on this line, and it goes. And he zooms in on the front of the store. It says Microsoft new store opening June 24, 2010. And this big line, and you're thinking the line's going to snake around to the front of the store. It snakes by the store, goes all the way down this mall, and it goes into the Apple store.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Microsoft store?
Microsoft store, yeah.
Are those exist, or is that something that's brand new?
I think there's two or three in the country. I know there's one in San Francisco, and there's one in New York, and there's this one I just found.
Wonder how busy those are.
In San Diego. Well, obviously not very busy. There's a line in the mall, and they're all for iPhones, and there was nobody looking around the Microsoft store.
What do they even think of that?
What, a Microsoft store?
Yeah. They look out their thing and see a big, huge line up to the Apple store.
Well, everybody knows. It seems like it should play one more note.
Yeah, it should, but that's the way it is.
Oh. When I hear that, I think of the beginning of a Queen song. And one other thing is going on right now that I know you're... wife is heavily following. You're supposed to say that right after I said your wife.
I did. I tried. Didn't work.
Your comedic timing skills are a little bit off.
I'm trying to hold it and I can't see anything. And you know,
it might be have something to do with the glasses you're wearing.
I love cartoon effects.
Really? I never knew that.
So then, the game.
The games.
England and who's playing today? Tomorrow is it the big game. England and somebody. England and Germany, isn't it?
England, Germany? But your wife is, she's not going for the Slovakian team?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so. I think she's going for Germany.
Oh, Germany.
I think so. Okay. Now, anyways. I don't know.
Because the big upset yesterday, I think it was the Slovaks beat Italy. Italy is the defending champions. They're the defending champions of the World Cup, which happens every 4 years. It's football, right. They call it. We call it soccer. And
the Europeans call it football. The real football.
And Italy's out.
That's right.
And the Slovaks are in.
Mm-hmm.
And so England's playing Germany. U.S. is playing Ghana. I'm Ghana. Out of here. So, yeah. So, I just... Next week, we'll keep you updated on the FIFA World Cup stuff.
Is that what we'll do next week? And that does it for news.
Listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Visit thejabbercast.com.
That's right. Visit us at thejabbercast.com and you can email us from there as well. At
you can email us from the site?
Yeah.
There's links there to email
us? I think there is, yeah.
Do you know the webmaster there?
I'm familiar with him.
Yeah. I hear he does a pretty good job.
He's okay.
And it's hear me out at thejabbercast.com. If you don't want to go to the website.
Right. And you can send us show topics. You can send us recorded messages if you want us to play something on the show, perhaps. Or
we'll do anything you want.
Anything you
want. It's your show, baby.
We will. We'll even stop.
Can you guys... Please quit making this podcast.
But certainly not until after today's show.
No, no. We're going to keep going until all the topics are exhausted.
Until all of time is exhausted.
Yep. We're going to have to stay alive past the time of our due date.
Until 2012.
2012. We already had that show, didn't we?
That's all a conspiracy, isn't it?
2012 is a conspiracy?
Is it?
I don't know about
that. Well, I guess you wouldn't call it a conspiracy, but...
No, but...
I guess some of the things that they say will happen could be considered conspiracies.
And you're thinking that today's topic, which is...
Chemtrails.
Chemtrails has something to do with a conspiracy to poison the population of Earth.
Yes. Not to be confused with a contrail.
Well, they are confused, though.
That's right.
Quite
often.
We're
going to unconfuse everybody now.
I don't know. All right. We'll see. We'll see where this...
I guess they look different, actually.
They... Look different after the trail has started dissipating.
The chemtrail conspiracy theory holds that some contrails are actually chemtrails or biological agents deliberately sprayed at high altitudes for a purpose undisclosed to the general public. So there you have what the actual conspiracy theory states. Versions of the chemtrail conspiracy theory circulating on the internet and also radio talk shows and so forth theorize that the activity is directed by government officials.
Government officials. Here we go with the government officials.
Always, always they're related to government conspiracies. Pretty much.
Right. And we've had the conspiracy show too. And we've talked about the fact that the government is really just a institution that is put into place to execute the policies that the people who really run the world, the banks and the oil companies and the pharmaceutical companies, and people like the Bilderberg Group. And
that's those are considered conspiracies as well.
What's that?
Just the fact that it's a conspiracy that there's other people running the world. They're alleged conspiracies because nobody could ever say for sure that's, you know what I mean? That's what we believe, but nobody, you know what I mean? It still could be considered a conspiracy to this point just because.
Because people, people believe that.
Regular government runs.
Yeah, the government of any country is really the people who are running the policy of whatever things are taking place within that country.
Right. It's the same thing with extraterrestrials, considered a conspiracy.
Is that considered a conspiracy? Well, or the fact that they're hiding it is a conspiracy?
Yeah, I guess that they're hiding it. There's kind of a fine line between sometimes.
I think the conspiracy thing comes into play when someone's doing something for their good and not looking out for our good behind our back. Something is going.
Yeah, I guess the indisclosure of it all. I guess is what
makes if there's aliens, which I kind of believe in. We have done an alien show.
I think they're among us. Yeah.
Oh, you think they're among us?
Could be right here in this room, for all we know. One of us could be alien.
Nanu.
Oh, it's Mork.
Okay. Well. Yeah, I suppose.
I don't know. I think they're here.
All right. A lot of the.
I don't know that they're actually among us. Like hanging, you know what I mean? Walking the streets and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're on this planet somewhere.
Do you watch the new V series?
No.
Okay. It's kind of curious.
I'm not into UFOs and extraterrestrials.
Oh, but you know about that stuff though.
Yeah. No, I'm into it. I think it's cool. I can't wait till disclosure comes.
But they just might vaporize
you. Downfall of the church and so forth. It's going to be madness.
Oh, it could very
chaos.
Well be madness.
Oh, yeah. We got to go through the hardships to get to the good ships. Lollipop.
The good ships lollipop. So the thing with chemtrails, with how does that fit into this whole conspiracy thing?
Because
I'm thinking chemtrails, they affect pretty much everybody. Do they not?
Well, of course they would. If it's something being sprayed on the population, it would affect everybody.
Including the people who run the world. Or do they get the time? The chemtrails is going to be coming. You want to go into your lair.
Yeah, it depends where it is or when it is, I guess. Or if they have counter agent, you know, stuff that they take. Or maybe something, an immunity to something they're testing. Or I don't know.
Well, the people who have supposedly studied chemtrails, they find that there's high levels of metal and barium in these.
We could all use a little more metal.
Absolutely. I was listening to some metal while I was eating breakfast this morning.
Yes, we were.
So Judas Priest with your eggs? Yes, please. Thank you.
Yeah.
However, I'm not 100% convinced that we're being sprayed.
No, I wouldn't say that I'm 100% convinced either, but I wouldn't put it past those powers that be.
Because if you look at some video of, there's a guy on, if you go on YouTube and you do a YouTube search on chemtrails, there's a guy in Austin, he's videotaping chemtrails being laid. And they say that it's a pattern, a tic-tac-toe pattern. And I'm not sure the whole tic-tac-toe pattern, what that means. Because the tic-tac-toe thing kind of makes me think of, they don't talk about the origin of the plane or where the plane turns around. He just talks about horizons. He says it takes the plane 7 minutes to get from one horizon to the next horizon.
Right.
And then some short time later, the plane will go by again, but at a right angle.
Mm-hmm.
Coming from, like, you know, like this way. So if this plane went west, let's say, going from east to west.
Right.
The next plane, leaving a trail, goes north to south. So it leaves like a grid pattern, which is common. So, and you see pictures of that. But if we look at our own skies, if you go to the Windsor Star and you go read some of the comments, there's a guy in there who constantly, every day, spams the comments of Windsor Star news stories.
Oh, yeah?
With, oh, they're really chemtrailing us today. They're spraying us like mad. But the trails that are in our sky aren't the X pattern.
The Canadian pattern's different.
No, well, here's the deal with all the trails that we see in our sky, which they're very common. They're all out of Metro Airport.
Right.
You can see where the planes are coming from, but no one ever talks about that. Where are the planes? The planes are on the ground. Where are they flying from?
Where are they loading them up with the chemicals?
Right. Is there an airport over here that
makes... Well, there's Air Force bases in Detroit area.
Yeah, you never see anything coming from that direction. When you look in the sky, look at the trails.
Well, they fly over to the other airport and then come this way, so it looks like they're coming from elsewhere.
Well, that's completely plausible.
Just another conspiracy theory.
What's the Air Force base right there? It's right up the river.
Selfridge
Air Force Base. That's right. It's in Michigan. It's for them to fly. But they fly jumbo jets. So the popular belief among chemtrail, which I would have liked to have gotten the interview. That would have been cool.
Who is that going to be with the interview?
The dude who runs the chemtrail. There's one site that...
can you still get that, like within the next day or something?
The
so interview? That we have a bonus for the podcast?
No, I can't get it within the next
subscribers?
Day.
Subscribers? Okay.
No, absolutely not. Sorry. Only because I'm just busy.
Oh.
And I haven't approached the dude yet.
Oh.
So what was my point? So the source of the planes, where they're coming from, and the planes, as this guy says, it's always a jumbo jet releasing the chemtrails. And another thing they always say is how to tell the difference between a contrail, which is a condensation trail created by the vortex of the wings up in the sky that the water vapors condense in this one place, and that's what it leaves this trail of.
Right.
With these condensation trails, otherwise known as contrails. And they say they dissipate within a short period of time. However, if you go on the wiki site even, you go and look under contrails will stick around for a long period of time as well, as depending on the atmospheric conditions and how high the plane is.
Right.
So they can stay around for a while as well. So there's that one thing that no one discusses. However, the guy in Austin, when he films his chemtrail plane, when that dissipates, it looks thick. It actually is. It's disgusting. Once it starts dissipating, like the wind starts taking it, it's like still thick. Once it's like a mile wide, you can actually still see it. And once the plane goes over 4, 5, 6, 7 times, the whole sky becomes kind of...
Yeah, they do that grid so that they cut so that it falls on everyone.
That would make sense. And the whole sky gets like overcast and cloudy. Meanwhile, when he first started taping, it was beautiful
blue sky. Moisture, those moisture contrails don't last like that.
Right, so that makes me think whatever he was taping was definitely something that they're putting in the air.
Maybe it's just crop dusting.
Possibly, but...
The crop, maybe, though?
No, this is like way up in the sky. Way, way up in the sky. But the trails that we see above our skies here in the Windsor-Detroit area, they stay pretty true for a long period of time, like the actual shape of the trail. Like, you know, you can see like a plane that went by a half an hour ago. You can still see it's got quite a bit of definition in it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the one he did, like within 5 minutes, it starts like leaking. Like you can see it's like a fog machine, but way up in the sky kind of thing. So I think there may be some contrails that are being mistaken for chemtrails. However, I know that whatever this guy was filming was definitely chemtrails for sure. I want to play a little clip of Prince on a talk show. And he talks about chemtrails, which kind of surprised me that he was even aware of chemtrails. But I guess it makes sense. He's an older guy. He's a relatively intelligent dude. Sure can play guitar really well, and he's a pretty decent musician. And he talks about chemtrails here on this show.
Oh, well, when I saw the State of the Black Union, Dick Gregory really moved me and a lot of my friends. I show it to everybody that comes over the house, especially white folks, because they need to hear that, you know, so that they know more about all of us. Because what he said affects all of us. He said something that really hit home about this phenomena of chemtrails. And, you know, when I was a kid, I used to see these trails in the sky all the time. And so, oh, that's cool. A jet just went over. And then you started to see a whole bunch of them. And the next thing you know, everybody in your neighborhood was fighting and arguing, and you didn't know why. Okay? And you really didn't know why. I mean, everybody was fighting. So he started riffing about the chemtrails. And he started to say things that hit home so hard. And I would recommend that everybody try to get what he said online or wherever and try to get a copy of it and just listen to it.
Okay.
Because
I'm not sure who he's talking about as far as whatever he's saying about the chemtrails, but it was kind of interesting that he related to an experience in his life about people not getting along with each other. Like they sprayed something in the sky and the next thing you know, everybody is arguing with each other. That's weird, eh?
It is. Yeah.
Like, is he hypersensitive as far as that? I'm such a sensitive guy and everybody's arguing. Why can't we all get along?
Mm-hmm. That's what he sounds like, too.
Well, he's a very soft-spoken guy.
Mm-hmm. Where's he from originally? Do you know?
Minneapolis.
Okay.
Or is it Indianapolis? No. He's from Minnesota. Hmm. Pretty sure. What's the Twin City?
Minneapolis.
Yeah, that's right. St. Paul.
Minneanoli.
Minneanola. So that's Prince's take. Like he's aware of these chemtrails, which kind of makes me feel good that there's people above, you know, just the schmoes like us.
Yeah, when you look around for these things on the internet and so forth, or look for celebrities that say anything about them, you always find something. Like, look at Dan Aykroyd with the UFOs and stuff. He's been abducted and so forth. And
does Dan say he was abducted?
Advocate. I think he was abducted or something. He's got something big to do with it all. You have to really watch it. I think he's seen a UFO and seen, you know what I mean? Maybe not abducted, but we'll take...
I was going to say, was this while he was filming Ghostbusters?
Oh, I'm not sure when it was, actually. But anyway, when we come back, I want to also talk about chemtrails in films.
You need more Big JD? Visit the website, www.bigjd.com.
Hey, folks, Big JD here. Just wanted to let you know about my Big 30. Incorporating the Jeff and Lana Show, the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, and my You Talking to Me interview show into one 30-minute podcast. 10 minutes with Lana, a 10-minute interview with a new guest every week, and 10 minutes of tunes. You get it all on the Big 30. It's fast, it's a blast, and it's come to pass. Big JD's Big 30. Subscribe free on iTunes or from www.myspace.com/BigJD's Big 30.
This is Big JD's grandma, and you're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
So in your chemtrails research, did you do any research on chemtrails in films or anything?
No.
Especially the animated films is what I'm getting at, actually, is like Over the Hedge or whatever, and Cars. They have chemtrails, or what they would want you to believe are contrails, probably, but they're in these animated films.
What?
All over the place. And they, conspiracy theorists, believe that it's just another way for the government to just get you used to the fact that these things should be in the sky.
Wow.
So if you look up, look them up in films, especially like Disney films and things like that, then you'll actually find information on it, as well as pictures from the films depicting the chemtrails. And you can see here, there's one going across here. And this is in the hedge, or Over the Hedge, or whatever it's called. Chemtrail right across here in the neighborhood. They'll show you tons of pictures of them right here. While the turtle's flying through the sky, there's a chemtrail way up above them, just in different scenes, just filling up the skies.
Well, I think everybody's used to seeing trails up in the skies, just, you know, based on from contrails.
But it's odd they have so many all the time in.
Yeah.
You know, sort of. Like all these different scenes. There's a chemtrail.
That's interesting, yeah. Because that's an animated film.
Yeah. And look, here's big ones here. Like, these ones are like those big spread dusting type ones.
That is very interesting.
But you don't think anything of it.
Because we see them all the time. And instead of putting a fluffy cloud there, they put a chemtrail up in a blue sky.
Yeah. Yeah, instead of clouds, actually. You're absolutely right. Cars, same thing. The movie Cars.
So what are the reasons that we all think that chemtrails exist in the first place? There's a few theories out there. One is weather related. Are you familiar with that?
That I'm not.
Some theorize that chemtrails are the efforts of the people who are in charge, mm-hmm. trying to change weather patterns worldwide. I'm trying to get to my page here.
I've heard different theories on the government being able to, or testing that they can control weather, but I've never heard anything like that about the actual chemtrails themselves. Here's somebody actually from based again on the in the films is somebody says looks like they may be conditioning us to into thinking these are natural cloud formations. People have been noticing more and more of them. Maybe if they hide them for a bit, show glimpses of them in movies and TV shows, and then bring them back out, people will be accustomed to them and just think it's normal. But he's saying that they put them in there making us think or like that it's some type of a cloud, you know. You know very well they're not clouds.
Right. I wish I could remember. You know, it would be good if you could go back in your mind as a kid and think about what you saw up in the sky. Did you see as many trails up in the sky when you were a kid? Was it that prevalent that, you know, anybody, if you're listening to the show right now, go outside and look up.
You don't
and,
always see a contrail from a jet, do you?
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. What makes you think you don't?
I don't know. It's something that I don't, you know, it's not always really on my mind until I start talking about the conspiracy theory part of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
You look at the plane and you don't think anything about the trail, so.
Exactly.
But people are more and more conscious of it today.
I think most people should look up in the sky more often. If you live in a city, it kind of sucks because at nighttime, looking at the stars is a beautiful thing. And you don't see any chemtrails.
At night?
There's an interesting fact. Why don't we spray the chemtrail? Why don't they just do it at night? Why don't they do the chemtrail, the chemical intoxication of the...
Because there's not enough people outside.
Oh.
I think you still need more people outside, you know, to really get the effect of it. But
it gets on everything, though. It's just in the air.
I guess, it's an airborne thing, but that's something else to discuss, actually, is the fact that why do sometimes you just feel crappy when you get up? Or... you know, something through your day, you know, and sometimes similar things for people. I just had some crazy dreams the other night, and Lana said she, through the same night, she had a lot of crazy dreams, like, you know, big, vivid, you know, and we both had them in the same night. So
Did you guys eat big, beefy burritos before you went to bed?
No, we didn't. Nope. Small, thin burritos.
Small, thin burritos.
No,
and ice cream.
No burritos. No ice cream. No. Well, we didn't have anything... I would think could make us do that, but that's possible, of course.
Stuff you put in your body definitely affects the way you sleep.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we probably did eat the same thing, whatever it was.
Do you find that you sleep better if you're hungry when you go to bed? I find that I do. I sleep really well if I go to bed and I'm hungry.
Probably do, and you probably feel better in the morning, too.
Yeah, and you don't feel hungry in the morning. When you wake up in the morning, you don't feel hungry as you did when you went to bed, because that hunger is long gone and past. That's the way I feel. But then once you do get hungry, as your body starts waking up, it's like the most voracious appetite. Like, I am so hungry now. And that's when your body's just dying for whatever you put in it. Yes, no?
I never really thought about it. I know that going to bed without eating any time prior, like within hours before, you'll feel a lot better in the morning.
Yeah, we should all do that, everybody.
Well, of course. You shouldn't eat, like, your last meal should be at least, you know, 3 or 4 hours before you go to bed.
Your last meal. And we don't eat meals. We should just graze and snack.
Well, yeah, I would still call them meals, no matter how small they are. But, yeah.
Yeah.
5 or 6 meals a day. That's what you should be eating. The size of your fist. Whole meal. That's not just the meat part and then everything else. It should all be this big.
That's one tiny
pile of food like that.
That's a tiny steak. And I got to get potatoes in there too. And my green beans.
Yep.
And my broccoli.
Small little potato.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could, in theory, you could cook a steak and just eat it in 2 sessions, right? Is that a good idea?
Well, it all depends. With like the steak, honestly. If it's a big steak, but if you can get a small steaks that, you know, you'll cook that are this big like this, and they've got like at least 20 or more grams of protein in it with, you know, no carbohydrate and creatine and whatever other nutrients that might come in your red meat. But, and it's not very big. You don't have to have those big T-bone
porterhouse
steaks or whatever they are. And yeah, that's a lot of meat for your body even to digest, period.
Sure.
But yeah, I would say half of that with a small little potato. Because a potato is just a carbohydrate more than anything. Starches, right. And, yeah. You know.
Stuff you really don't need.
A little bit of vegetable and you're good.
Really need
lots of water.
Lots of water.
All the salad you want. That doesn't really count on the, you know what I mean?
That doesn't count in the fist thing?
Depending on what you put into your salad, I guess. Top it off with all kinds of chicken and, you know, you want to keep...
slather
the greens in the salad, yeah, that's not... That really doesn't matter. It's not going to have the carbohydrate. Or if you're putting dressing and stuff on it, then... You want to be
go light on that.
Sure. Light dressing and light on the light dressing. If you light, really want to do it up.
Light on the light dressing.
Yeah.
And that's your new nutritional corner today on the Chemtrails show.
Yeah, we should have a new segment.
What, the nutrition segment?
Yeah.
Sure. Do you eat much red meat or none at all?
I didn't eat red meat for a long, long time and we just started eating red meat again.
Just for the protein.
And mostly steak or sometimes roast. But usually steak.
Hmm.
Yeah. And then some chicken. And
of course. Get that the chicken.
It's all pretty much garbage for you.
What?
Meat is just garbage.
Meat is garbage. Yeah. Isn't meat murder?
Meat is actually garbage. You don't know what's in the meat. Meat is full of chemicals and junk. Because they cows and the animals and the chickens are all fed garbage. You'd really have to go out of your way to find something really good.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, and that's another reason why you feel like crap, because we eat garbage, processed food and meat that, you know, is just not really good.
Your chicken is processed before it's even dead.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look anything like a chicken really should look like.
Nope. It
doesn't look anything like a chicken looked like 100 years ago. Let's put it that way.
Big fat chickens that have broken legs because they're too big to walk.
My
snapped off beaks.
My breasts are too large. I can't walk anymore.
Ooh, yeah. Moving right along.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
And Lippo's got some music lined up for us today.
Well, Beck supposedly has a new CD coming out. It's called Modern Guilt. And there's a song on there called, most appropriately, Chemtrails.
Oh,
fix for some cool music? Check out Mike LaFont's Border City Radio podcast. Visit www.bordercityradio.com or search Border City Radio at the iTunes Store.
All righty then. Big JD's having fun with his photography class over here.
Photography 101 on the Jabbercast.
During the Beck song. Yeah, I like Beck. He's he has a very retro sound. He goes for the 60s sound sometimes the 70s sound. But yet he's got a modern kind of all his own thing going on.
When you were first playing that online, it sounded like it was something old to me.
Something old, something new, something dark.
Borrowed, something blue.
Borrowed, that's what it is. What are you doing over there, Big JD?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Oh, you're shooting video now?
Yeah, shooting a little video inside the Easy Mac podcast studio of Big JD and Lippo.
All right. Where did you want to go next? I want to play some Alex Jones. We did mention Alex Jones talking about chemtrails.
You have some Alex Jones lined up?
Unless you want to take this somewhere else. I'm not sure.
No, go ahead and play the Alex.
Play the Alex. Okay, just a minute. Before I play the YouTube, I'm going to play with my Alex here. Just a minute. All right, now we're going to play the YouTube.
Yeah, no, that's what's so funny about people that are out there going, like, they're not doing chemtrails. It's like, well, okay, well, your house is next to mine, so you're breathing the same stuff. So, you know, have fun with when your child gets a giant brain tumor, too. You know?
They're bastards, man! Stop killing us! You can find thousands of mainstream government university programs where they spray the clouds and seed the clouds and where they're terraforming the planet, changing its atmosphere. I believe the way they're hyping global warming, that they know they've done, they're even changing jet streams now, that they are going to alter the weather, they're going to create tsunamis, which is declassified they can do, that they are going to create calamities, and that's why people keep saying, oh, they've been disproven global warming, the earth's cooling, it's been proven that they're cooling. That's what the science shows they're doing, and it's going to cause calamities, and everybody's going to beg them to save them. Department of Energy testing idea to shoot particles into sky to fight global warming. CNS News: government scientists are studying the feasibility of sending nearly, I've been telling Watson and them for 6 months to do a story on this. We posted the articles, the atmospheric spraying, how it's all admitted. But I'm glad CNS finally put it together and broke it. Nearly microscopic particles of specially made glass into the Earth's upper atmosphere to try to dampen the effects of global warming. The idea, while interesting, said one leading global warming skeptic, is not practical. And if done on a large scale, could depress the ozone layer and cause other problems. That's what they're doing. They're destroying the atmosphere. Now, this is mainstream news. They have links to all the documents. The Department of Energy has released the information. They have Paul Crutzen, who won the Nobel Prize in 1995, is involved in the program. And they dump large quantities of sulfur particles into the far reaches of the stratosphere to cool down the atmosphere. And then they go on, if you read the actual documents, barium salts, aluminum oxide. And, of course, we have links to all the documents, universities. They're everywhere. This didn't happen until 96. They're even playing God. They're even, and that's just the atmospheric manipulation. There's tens of thousands of declassified examples of spraying chemicals, biologicals, and radiologicals on us. Of the Endgame covers this. How they... Mainstream admitted.
Now, the end game is actually
It is one of his films. Yeah. We can stop this.
I was just going to leave it in the background a bit. But.
You don't want to leave Alex Jones in the background. He's always in the foreground, even if you turn him down.
The loud and
sometimes obnoxious Alex Jones.
Unique. So yeah, there you have more information right from the king of conspiracies,
yeah.
Alex Jones.
It's amazing how he can wrap his head around all this stuff.
Yeah. Incredible. And he's got some... His shows are pretty long, too.
Yeah, they are. And even if you think even if 10% of the stuff he says is true, that's scary enough.
It is.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all.
Yeah, that's right.
Tech Talk. What have we got for Tech Talk? Anything?
Well, you had your iPhone story.
It wasn't really an iPhone story. That was that was the iPhone was news.
Okay.
That's all so that was. But Tech Talk, I was just going to mention the iRig, which is something for iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad. And the iRig is actually a little breakout box thing from IK Multimedia, and it's to use along with their Amplitude software for these for your phone, these
devices.
Portable devices. And it's a guitar software, amp simulation, amp modeling, effects, processing, and it's like having a big guitar rig or bass rig in your pocket.
That's exactly what it is.
The little breakout dongle called iRig is actually, I think, $39.95 US.
So it's got a quarter inch
pre-order. Yeah, it's got a quarter inch female inlet on it, and also a 1/8 headphone jack outlet. So, and it'll plug into the headphone jack of your unit, and then you use it to plug your guitar and headphones in.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
I was going to ask about vocals.
No, this is not for vocals.
It's not for vocals at all.
However, I don't know if it would work with anything else. You know, some of the recording gear apps, and plug this into it and then use the input instead of a guitar and plug something else like a microphone. It would probably work to record.
More than likely.
That would be pretty neat as well. I don't know if there's anything like that on the market already just for that specifically to plug in microphones.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine there might be something already. I don't know.
Maybe.
Sometimes there's dock connector things for that. But anyway, you can go to the App Store and you can get Amplitude. I'm not sure what the free one is called. Just Amplitude Free or something like that. It's free. Anyway.
Lite or LE.
There is an LE aside from that. That's $2. And then there's the full-blown Amplitude that is $20.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there's
three versions.
Three versions of Amplitude for your iPhone.
One is just a single amp, basically. The LE has like, you know, maybe three different amps or something like that, and a single mic and maybe a couple different cabinets. And then the full blown ones blown one has a lot more to offer, like a bunch of different amps and cabinets and different microphones, maybe mic placement and some different things. And you can as well import songs, MP3 songs into it and play along with them. Or even ones if you wanted to as backing tracks that don't have guitar on them. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
You can just jam. So it's very cool.
That's IK Media?
IK Multimedia.
Multimedia.
Or just search Amplitude at the iTunes store and you'll find the actual software. But you'll need the iRig for that.
Tube.
It's not crazy expensive, you know what I mean? So $40 for the iRig and even getting the full-blown amp sim stuff for $20. That's pretty good. And you could plug that into any power amp and cabinet or through a direct box or just use it for recording. You could use, in place of the headphones, plug a line into your computer or something, and then you have full-blown amp modeling with just a portion of the cost, which Amplitude regular software for your computer would cost. And as well, your computer's not, you're not taxing the processor by using the software because it's coming from your phone.
Right.
Which is sometimes a powerhouse compared to some people's computers.
That's right.
And now we can move it. Is there anything else you want to mention about that, or...?
No, that's cool.
Jabber quote. This week's Jabber quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of chemtrail juice. You got your own plane, you need some chemtrail juice, just call Steve and Larry. They'll hook you up and they'll even deliver to your hangar and you can do your own chemtrails at home.
Or visit them
at stevenlarry.com. No, I don't know. It's the visit
them. The store.
Oh, in the store at the corner of Wabash and Strabane. At the corner of Wabash and Strabane in beautiful Burbank, California.
There we go. Got it all out of them. This week's Jabber quote is from J. Edgar Hoover, who says, "The individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists."
Yeah, that's an issue.
It's right there in your face, and you can't see it.
It's the white elephant in the living room.
Right. Did you see that when you came in?
I didn't see anything. And who was Edgar J. Hoover again?
Hoover? He was a president.
No. He's the guy who invented the vacuum cleaner, isn't he?
Sure. J. Edgar Hoover.
He was the head of FBI for many, many years.
And he ought to know something about something. And here's he talking about conspiracies when he's probably the king of conspiracies. Setting them up.
Who?
FBI. That's government-related type stuff.
The FBI is not as tightly integrated with the powers that be as the CIA is. The CIA is like the, they're the SS of the...
Hey, that's your conspiracy theory.
Yeah. A Legacy of Ashes, go read the book.
There you go.
Or get it on Audible. Just listen to it. It's horrifying.
Would you rather listen to a book now than read them?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't want to sit down and read anything.
Mm-mm.
Unless it's something in that tells me how to do something in Photoshop. I'll read that.
Right. He doesn't need to know how to do anything in Photoshop.
Yes, I do.
He already knows everything.
I don't.
Maybe not CS5.
No, I don't.
I gave you the CS5 training stuff I had, right? I don't know if you checked any of that out, but.
You did?
I think I did. Yeah.
I'm going to have to go back. I'm going to have to go back and look for that.
Lynda.com stuff.
What?
Yeah.
Is this netted?
Huh?
That stuff's not free.
Oh, no. I bought them.
Yeah. I can't give it to me.
Well, no. You paid me for it. You don't remember? No, I just wanted you to borrow it and check it out. Take a look at it. You know, then, see what you thought of it.
And then maybe if I liked it, I'd
make
buy
a decision. Yeah, and buy your own. I'm an advocate of try before you buy.
Try before you buy. Is that everything in life? Like your guitars, your amps, your hookers, your blow?
Whoa. On that note, anything else about chemtrails?
No, we've
watch
exhausted.
Watch the skies for them.
Yeah, watch the sky for chemtrails and you
stick
decide.
Stick your tongue out and wait for the stuff to fall.
Yuck.
I guess that's it. What's going on next week?
Next week, we're going to go golfing. We're going to have the golf show on the Jabbercast. And we're going to find out if you need to...
I think next week we're going to have a real show. Maybe.
What? This is a friggin' real show. Holy.
This is pre-recorded.
Oh, you mean like a real live show? Well, I don't know if it's much of a difference for...
Well, I guess not. As long as we're...
For our podcasters, you know, people
this
like...
is better than a rebroadcast, right?
I don't know. Did we do Gardening 101?
Oh. Did we do it? What do you mean, did we do it?
Yeah,
what's up? It's posted, isn't it?
Okay.
What, is the date wrong?
No. It's June 13th. I'm just trying to think. Did we? That was last week.
Yeah, that was a rebroadcast.
Oh, I see.
Oh, wait a minute.
Now you can hear the Jabbercast on Stitcher Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, and free. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com.
Okay, we had to get that in there.
Stitcher freaking rocks. I listened to it on the way here.
Yeah, of course.
You want news? You go to the... that's where I go for all my news is the Stitcher deal. I get the Fox News. I get the Voice Over America news. And I get NPR news right on Stitcher.
NPR.
It's the stuff that's updated hourly. I love the fact that you go in there, it makes your station for you and just plays you what you want to hear on the road.
What you want, when you want.
It's great. Stitcher, free. iPhone, iPod Touch, iPad. Go get it.
And next week...
Oh, yeah. Next week. I got it right in front of me. It's the United States of Europe. No, we did that already, too.
No, we didn't do that. That we've been waiting on and waiting on. Is that next week?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, is it there?
The show brought to us by Lippo.
Yeah, so chemtrails, this is all to do with what's going on in the world for real. Nothing fun about this. And next week is the Living Green show. That's going to be your show.
Oh.
And the next one after that is the sports show.
It is?
Yeah.
That's just for ratings.
For ratings. It's sweeps week in podcast land.
Hey, you want a rag?
I'm drooling over sports show. But the next one's going to be good. Hot hippies.
Hot hippies?
Hot hippies, cold hippies.
All kinds of hippies.
Long hair hippie dudes. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. See you next week.
Yes, It's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.